This is Voice Office BB.
Hello, good morning. This is Sheetal. I am transgender working at Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth as executive manager. Today I am here to talk about transgender in India and as well as in other countries. Biologically, I was born as a male, but I was physically, psychologically a female. Today I am here to talk about myself. I am a biological male who rejected my masculine identity in due course of time. I was born in a small and beautiful family and youngest in the family. My parents work in government institution. They are not much educated. On completion of my higher secondary, I choose to pursue engineering in Goa. In a period of time, I could realize the changes I underwent and what I was. I could not open up the changes which are happening in my mind and body to my parents. My family could not accept the reality and I still suffer through that trauma. This situation is not only prevalent to me but many transgenders because the family ends up living for the societies. Due to ill acceptance of the society, parents are scared to accept the children changing the gender. The reason of my presence here due to my education which is not available to all the transgender in society. In India, transgenders are not something which we see today. If we back into the history, we can realize that transgender are present in Mughalaya Empire and British rule. Even our holy scripts like Quran, Bible and Mahabharatam mention about the transgenders. I thank Sri Balaji Vidyapeetham as this one of the first medical university or college in India that has adopted transgenders. Other government hospital or private hospital do not accept transgenders as either as a student or for any treatment. We are called using different names of various states, like we are addressed as Arvani to Trinangai in Tamil Nadu, Ijras or Kothis in north part of India, and Shivashakti and Jogappa in Karnataka, and Kinnar in Bihar and Kusha in Punjab. We have a system called Jama system and in it we follow Guru Chela's relationship. We have seven Gharanas lead Nayaks and ritual ceremony like Reet, Rotis and Chalsa. We follow this kind of cultures even now. There are very social forums which is a big festival for transgenders, one of which is Kuvakam festival. Transgenders of various countries comes and visit during the celebration and meet all the sisters. Some of other festivals are like a Mataji festival from Gujarat and Ajmer festival. There are a lot of issues for the transgenders like social, legal, economical and health. In India, the major issue of economical lack of family support, lack of education, stigma and discriminations. There are various transgenders who dropped out of schools. We also face lack of employment and there is less support to initiate own business. The major two options we do get into India are begging and sex work. We are prone of various sexual transmitted diseases and high risk of HIV. There is a lack of legal prevention for SRS and high chance to death. There is negative portrayal of transgenders in media. There are various legal issues like regulations of gender identity and transgenders in human regulations violence. Rights to education and empowerment. Right accessibility for health and basic need. Right to marriage. Right to child adoptions and right to properties. We do not have reservation like SC and ST. What we need in SRS, medical guidelines, skill-based trainings, educations and employment. Sri Balaji Vidyapeetham has a separate clinic for the transgenders and there is a special gender care team. There are monthly meetings conducted where we discuss about issues faced by transgenders and save the treatment cost of surgery. SRS and basic rights for all people who come here is provided. People from all over India comes to SPV. We are really thankful to the chairman of Sri Balaji Vidyapeetham as he has recognized us our issues and problems. He studied us and gave us a life. They are even provided the free education for the transgenders. Various transgenders are getting job in SPV. They have promoted us to a good level and care very happy here. This kind of a job opportunity not available everywhere. This stigma and discriminations everywhere, even the parents and regulate to accept the transgenders. At least in abroad, they are free to choose how they want to be their families are also supportive. I have been in Australia and no one looks down at transgender. They have a separate LGBT community. Their quality of education is high. These things are bound to happen one day in India. Basically, we should think transgender are like normal human beings, as they are born in mother womb and we face the same pain and difficult like every normal human being. Our lifestyle, feelings, hormonals and gender changes should be understood. Now we become our transgenders, which has to be accepted by the community. Our rights should be respected and meaningful opportunity has to be provided without any social bias. We need support from the family, friends and societies. As India is a democratic country, we should also be provided with all the rights like others should be equally lovers. Now, I would like to conclude by thanking SBV as they gave me a chance to express my feelings. I also extend my thanks to the podcast team. Thank you. Have a good year.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.